donations and people for your work.
All right, Greg.
Paul's going to give us another quick presentation on our retainage policy and the release of retainage. This was discussed during the FAO committee meeting as well, with a recommendation coming out of the committee meeting to review this policy, so we wanted to bring it to the board before we took any further action. Paul.
Retainage is basically the tollway withholding some of the contractor's earnings on work that they've completed. It is a requirement of the tollway's trust indenture. It's not complicated to people who are managing these jobs, but it is when you hear how we go about doing it. But basically, it consists of every pay estimate we provide to the contractor for work that's performed, and we process these pay estimates basically on a biweekly basis. We withhold 10% of the monies that they've earned. So we hold back the 10%. We keep doing that until the contractor completes half of the work out there, and then the contractor is allowed to ask for us to stop holding back retainage, which we, in 99.9% of the cases, allow that because it's per the trust indenture. And then the retainage percentage versus the amount of work done is allowed to generally or gradually reduce to 5% until you approach the end of the work. When they get close to the end, contractor can ask for a release of some of the retainage. We call that a partial release. We withhold at that point 2 times the remaining amount of work that they have left. And then when all the work is done, engineering's accepted it, we've all signed off that it met the contract plans and spec requirements, we return all the earnings to the contractor. I think the idea behind retainage was, you know, it makes sure that the contractor is going to comply with all the contract requirements. It makes sure we're going to, you know, get a timely closeout of these jobs because, you know, as the contractors and all of us, once we get to near the end of the job, we start focusing on what the next job is. And then also make sure, you know, to no small amount that we're complying with our diversity requirements on all of our contracts. So it gives us a little bit of leverage over them. This is an example. On a $10 million job, we would start withholding 10% right from the beginning until the job is about halfway done. So once they get $5 million worth of earnings, we'll have $500,000 being held back in retainage. They can ask for us to stop holding any more retainage, which we do, and then it will start, you know, the retainage percentage would start reducing. As they get to the end of the job, where maybe they have just $100,000 worth of work left, we'll say, okay, we'll give you back everything but 2 times the amount of remaining work. So $500,000 minus $200,000, which is the work, 2 times the remaining work, we return $300,000 to them. And then at the very end of the job, we give them back the remaining $200,000. So there was a lot of good discussion at the FAO committee about this and how retainage can impact smaller subcontractors who are, you know, down a few levels from the prime contractor, because the primes typically will withhold retainage on the subs, just like the tollway withholds retainage on the primes. And some of the things we talked about were how to speed that up, potentially seeking board approval to allow, no longer make it the final release, require a board action. You know, if the board would consider delegating that authority, we will sign off that the work's been completed and that's all meets all the requirements. And then at least we save 30 days in the process. Because sometimes these jobs will close right after this board meeting, and then we'll make them wait until the next board meeting before we even begin the retainage release process. And usually by the time it's at the final release, there isn't a lot of money being held back from the contractor. That was one of the ideas. We talked about one of the ideas I had is just, instead of having the contractor request us to stop holding retainage at 50%, just make that automatic. Once they hit 50%, we'll just automatically stop holding with retainage. Some other things we could do, we could look at adding some contract language, and legal actually has worked with engineering to develop some language that would provide some direction to the contractors on prompt payment of the subs. So, you know, we pay the primes, make sure they're going to pay their subs within a certain time period, 14 days of them getting paid from us, which could also greatly improve you know, the status of the subcontractors with respect to, you know, timeliness of their payments received. Were there any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Kovacs? I think clearly, you know, one thing to take into consideration is bonds are posted for all of these projects too, so that's very good insurance. And to sort of reiterate a little bit what Paul said, I think when we withhold money from the primes, they have a tendency to withhold it from the subs. The subs, especially the minority contractors, are going to have probably greater cash flow issues than the prime. So I think if we can figure a way to pay the primes earlier and ensure that they're paying the subs earlier, there will be a great help to all of the businesses that do tollway work. So we look forward to your recommendations on that. We believe it is time to certainly discuss and consider some changes regarding our retainage policy. Alrighty, Greg, you want to move on to your next item?
Yes, I'd now like to introduce our finance chief, Mike Kelch, who is going to give us a quarterly financial review for the second quarter, ending June 30th, 2015. A very good result that Mike is going to share with us.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Last December, the Tollway Board approved a budget for 2015. Each quarter, we provide to you an review of the performance of the revenue and its spending relative to that budget plan for the year. In 2015, revenues budgeted to total $1.17 billion, almost all of it tolls, 99%. That's allocated $311 million for operations, about $362 million to pay debt service on bonds that we previously issued for projects or bonds that we plan to issue this year, and about $497 million is available for the $1.6 billion capital investment that we're making this year. Obviously, that $497 million isn't sufficient to fund the full $1.6 billion, so we also borrow money this year, about $800 million, to help supplement to fund those costs. With respect to revenue, as Executive Director Fedelov mentioned earlier, very good story so far this year. Revenue up $14 million, entirely in the area of toll and evasion recovery. Traffic has been doing very well. Commercial and passenger vehicles traffic both have exceeded projections for the second quarter as well as for the year to date. With respect to the spending side of the budget and in operations, we are very close to budget as well within operations. We have a couple of areas where we have variances. In the area of payroll and related costs, we've had some savings relative to the budget because we've had a number of vacant positions in excess of what we had planned to have. Credit card fees, the actual amount we pay, not the rate that we pay, has been higher because we have more revenue. More revenue means more credit card charges, more replenishments. So that's simply reflective of the fact we've had good news on the revenue side. And then there's some timing issues. Utilities, and materials and supplies, those are really issues of timing as opposed to real variances or savings or costs relative to the budget. One area I guess I would point out that we've had some fortunate results are in the area of parts and fuel. I think everyone's aware that fuel prices have been slightly less than what was anticipated probably last December. So, on budget with respect to the operations budget. On the capital program side, again, very close to what we had budgeted for the second quarter and year to date. Two areas where there are some variances and scheduling and timing issues there as well. I think you heard from Paul with respect to change orders and maybe some of the impact relative to the Jane Addams scheduling issues there. In Elgin O'Hare, we've actually acquired some property earlier than what we had anticipated in the schedule. So there's some additional costs in the second quarter that we hadn't anticipated. But in total, we are within the capital program budget for the second quarter. So in summary, revenue up $14 million from what was budgeted. Operations expenses close to budget, slightly below. Debt service transfers were higher than projected, but that's because we paid a bond off early. I don't recall earlier in the year we asked for your approval to accelerate the repayment of a $36 million bond maturity. That actually will save us by the end of the year about $900,000. So this is a timing issue as well. And capital program expenditures were less than projected in the second quarter. Year to date, the trend is no different. Revenue, $20 million more than budget. Maintenance and operations expenditures, $4 million below. Debt service transfers, again, because of that timing issue, were higher than budgeted. And capital program expenditures, only $5 million less than what was projected through the first 6 months of the year. So all in all, I think a very good report and good results to date.
Any questions for Mike?
Okay. Well, the numbers are good. Good job.
Thank you.
The one thing that we may want to look at is taking a new look at our evasion recovery. I think perhaps we could do that a little bit more efficiently. So we may be asking you to start thinking about that and come to us with some recommended changes.
Okay.
So thank you for your hard work.
Greg?
This concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. All right, we will proceed to our items for consideration. We have, first of all, 9 items under procurement. We will go through these one by one. And I would just like to report in our last meeting, we did not have our committee structure in place. This time we do, so these items have been thoroughly vetted in committee. There's been a long discussion under Director Gomez's leadership, but nevertheless, as we go through these individually, if you have questions or concerns, feel free to speak up. So with that, we will proceed to agenda item number 1 under procurement, which is a renewal of contract 14-0104 to Energy Absorption Systems for the purchase of crash attenuator parts in an amount not to exceed $200,000. May we have a motion on that?
So motion.
All right, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, is there any discussion regarding this particular matter? All right, if not, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
We have 9.
Very well. Contract 14-0104 is approved. We will now proceed to consider awarding of contract 13-0218 to SDI Solutions for the purchase of technology professional services in an amount not to exceed $11,870,000. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 13-0218 to SDI Solutions is approved. We will proceed to our next item, which is amendment of contract 12-0267 to eBuilders, Inc. for the purchase of a web-based project management system in an amount not to exceed $187,740. May we have a motion, please?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Amendment of contract 12-0267 to eBuilders, Inc. is approved. Next is an award of the contract 15-0078 to Aptude, Inc. for the purchase of Hewlett-Packard software licenses, maintenance, and support in an amount not to exceed $219,086.58. May we have a motion on that item, please?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or question regarding this particular item before us? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez? Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
We have 9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Contract 15-0078 to Aptitude Inc. is approved. We now proceed to consider award of a contract 15-0020 to Henderson Products for the purchase of salt brine machines in an amount not to exceed $241,000. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussions or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Second.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Contract 15-0020 to Henderson Products is approved. We'll proceed to agenda item number 6, which is an award of a contract 13-0251R to Industrial Fence for purchase of guardrail parts in an amount not to exceed $210,199.55. May we have a motion, please, on that?
Motion approved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and second. Is there any discussion?
Question.
Yes, sir. Director.
Trinity has had issues with guardrails that have been recalled. I think we installed some. These are just parts for replacing, not for new installations, I'm going to assume.
That's correct.
They've been approved. They've been approved by the Federal Highway Minister.
Right. That's correct.
All right. Any other questions? Any other discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
We have 9 yeas and 0 nays.
All right. Contract 13-0251R to Industrial Fence Inc. is approved. We will now proceed to consider award of a contract 15-0004R to Maggio Truck Center Inc. for towing services and the Hillside Auto Body, Naperville Towing, Suburban Towing, Ernie's Wrecker Service,
O'Hare,
and O'Hare. All the ones that are listed. In an aggregate amount not to exceed $205,723.3. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
That's moved to second. Is there any discussion or question regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Contract 15-004R to the listed towing companies in an aggregate amount not to exceed $205,723.30 is approved. We will now proceed to consider awarding a contract to Atlas Stationers Inc. That would be contract 15-0037 for an amount not to exceed $121,050. May we have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's moved to second. Is there any questions on this, or does anyone wish to discuss it? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 15-0037, the Atlas Stationers Inc. is approved. And our last procurement item is to consider awarding a contract to construction materials and supply resources for the purchase of lumber and plywood in an amount not to exceed $126,594.90. Do we have a motion on that item, please?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and second. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 13-0216R to construction materials and supply resources is approved. That completes our items under procurement. Thank you, Mr. Donato. We will now proceed to the engineering portion of our agenda. And once again, we have 22 items here, and these matters have been vetted in Mr. Director Gomez's committee. We will go through them individually. Please feel free, if you have any questions or concerns, to voice them during discussion. We'll now proceed to item number one, which is awarding of a contract I-15-4652 to Fox Excavating Inc. for building removal on the north-south bypass of the Elgin O'Hare at milepost 0.8 in an amount of $866,429. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director May?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract I-15-4652 to Fox Excavating is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number two, which is the acceptance of a proposal of BD3, a joint venture on contract I-11-4018 for supplemental design services for reconstruction and lane add on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway from milepost 78.6 to milepost 53.8 and milepost 60.8 to milepost 53.8 in an amount of $1,207,809. May we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. All right, moved and seconded. Any questions on this or discussion? Hearing nothing, let's have a roll call.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
All right, proposal BB3 LLC, the proposal from BB3 LLC on contract I-11-4018 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number three. These are the change orders that Mr. Kovacs is making reference to. The first one is to Lord Construction on contract I-13-4166 in an amount of $308,250. And Director Sweeney is recusing himself from this matter. May the record reflect that. All right, may we have a motion on this?
Motion.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Move to second. Any discussion?
Question.
Yes, sir.
This is an additional change order, correct? When I look at the original award amount, so they're about $1.4 million than the original?
Yes.
So this is an additional change order besides, so this is not the only change order for it.
This is not the only change order. There have been probably, you know, many change orders before. And I wanted to point out, you know, the job is, you know, still in progress. So as I mentioned before, we tend to see, you know, when they get to the final release of retainage, you'll see some adjustments also coming in the negative direction. So we still expect this job to finish within budget, you know, by the time it's completed. And
so we don't have a discussion on the rest of the change orders for the rest of the agenda. The total dollar amount of all the change orders for today, how much?
The total dollar of all the change orders is $19 million. The total dollar
in addition to previous change orders,
could be.
Doesn't count that as well.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem like any of those change orders increased any of the DP participation. So I think it would be fair to state that those additional change orders will dilute the goals that we originally started with.
We still anticipate that, you know, the change orders don't change the percentage of DP participation up and down, but we still let the contractors know that we expect the overall goal to be maintained.
But so some they of these change orders that you have here, they're saying that they expect not to be using any DBE on the change order.
That is correct.
So that would tell me that the overall percentage goal would go down.
But that would be true if they don't utilize you know, DBE subs to do any other change order work. I only bring the change orders that are above $200,000 to the board. So there are a lot of change orders that, you know, are directly just to the DBEs, who, and they're doing more work than we anticipated them doing under the original contract. Each change order is evaluated with respect to the DBE impact. And we still feel on all these jobs that when you see them close, they will be very close or exceeding the DBE goals.
Director Gonzalez, for your question further on the change of the goals, the tollway will not customarily change a stated goal on a contract. If the numbers are going to fluctuate, as Paul is saying, coming and going, and at the end of the project, overall spend won't meet that goal, that's going to be waiver time for that contractor, meaning you come in and see the diversity department. They might get it if circumstances move the numbers in a way where they don't meet the number, but the number doesn't change.
And it's just so it's difficult because there's some payouts that, you know, some are $6 million or $7 million into a $20 million contract, and you see that the goal is way down, and you're wondering are they going to even meet that, and it's very hard to tell. And I guess we're relying on you at the end to see whether they did meet the goal or not.
That's right.
But what I do see on these change orders, some of them are already saying that they don't believe that they're going to need any DBE participation on those change orders.
And that's true. And they disclose that to us in that authorization to proceed document. They have to specifically address how it's going to be impacting the DBE, overall DBE program for that specific job. But as Mr. Goldberg mentioned, you know, Gustavo will be evaluating all the jobs at the end, and we do report them to the board of directors in our, you know, in our quarterly reports. We give you a list of all the jobs, how they're closing out, and how they're doing with respect to their overall DBE participation.
Because what my concern is too, that, you know, what we knew also that there's going to be some changes where we're going to have to give some of these contractors additional time to finish some of the work.
Yes.
And we understand that there's going to be an additional cost, but we're also going to give the primes additional time to finish the work. But the work that needs to be finished, I hope it doesn't belong to the DBEs, because then they're sitting now, first of all, they're waiting on their retainers. Second of all, if we're going to extend the time for the primes to do the work, and that work is the part that DBEs are going to do, we're hitting them twice now. So I think hopefully we'll be able to look at when we're extending time to these primes, who is it affecting? Is it affecting the primes, or is it affecting the DBE contractor that's now, you know, has to come back later?
Right. So. And we do... You know, like I said, if we extended all the work into an additional year, we would create some additional exposure to the tollway. And, you know, we will have some exposure if we extend the non-roadway work and it is being performed by a DBE, say it's a landscape. You know, then they would potentially make a claim against the tollway or request additional monies for increased work effort, you know, in a year later than what they thought. And we evaluate them all individually, and we will treat them the same way we treat everyone else. So you're right, though, that is a potential scenario.
Do we know what percentage of the DBEs are paid out of retainage?
We don't have the break. We know what we're holding in retainage. We don't know whose money it is exactly. And that's why I think, you know, you made the comments during the committee meeting about how if we could expedite the process and, you know, recognizing it is a trust and venture requirement, but trying to do it as efficiently as we can to minimize the impacts, you know, all the way down the line, I think those are things that engineering will definitely take to heart. And
we just want to make sure there's a sensitivity to the small business concern, that they are not left to be the last guy on a block to be paid, because we all certainly know that the smaller the business, the least they can afford to carry payrolls and wait that long. So we just want to make sure that we are being sensitive as an agency, that those small businesses are not adversely affected by having to wait for the last 10% of payout. And we discussed that in finance committee, and I'm fully satisfied that staff will look into that in a diligent manner. Any other questions? Any further discussion? All right, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Aye. Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Eight yeas and one recusal.
Change order on contract I-13-41166 to Warren is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number four, which is a change order on contract I-14-4205 for Cody Construction and the Dunnigan Construction. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
And that's for $1,625,514.97. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions on this particular agenda item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
All righty. The change order on contract I-14-4205 to Cody Construction and Dunnigan Construction is approved. We will proceed to agenda item number five, which is a change on contract I-14-4206 for the construction and Dunham Bay construction in the amount of $4,019,093.75. And this is on a different file motion. Oh, and 74 cents. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
All right, second.
Second.
All right, it's moved and second. Is there any discussion or question regarding this particular change? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Very good. The change order on I-14-4206 for Cody Construction into Dunham Bay Construction in the amount of $4,019,093.74 is approved. We will proceed to agenda item number six, which is a change order on contract I-14-4208 for Walsh Construction and the K5 Construction in the amount of $3,750,000. And this is for milepost 68.1 to milepost 70.799. May we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
And is there a second?
Second.
All right, moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular contract? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Change order on contract I-14-4205 to Walsh Construction Company and K5 Construction Company. The amount of $3,750,000 is approved. We will proceed to agenda item number seven now, which is another change order on contract I-14-4209 to Walsh Construction Company and K5. In the amount of $2,500,000, and this is for work on I-90 from milepost 70.7 to 73.3. May we have a motion on this?
So moved. Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any questions or discussion regarding this particular change order? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas to zero nays.
Very good. The change order on contract I-14-4209 to Walsh Construction Company and K5 Construction Company, the amount of $2,500,000 is approved. We will now proceed to another change order on contract I-14-4210 to Lord Construction in the amount of $2,010,000. And we have a motion, please.
Motion approved.
Second.
I have moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Change order on contract I-14-4210 to Warren Construction Company in the amount of $2,010,000 is approved. We will proceed to agenda item 9, which is a change order on contract I-14-4211 2021, once again to Lori Construction Company, on the amount of $1,992,580, and this is the Jane Adams from mile post 75.1 to mile post 76.6. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any questions, discussion? Here are none, may we have a roll call?
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Very good. The change order of contract I-14-4211 to Lori Construction, the amount of $1,992,580 is approved. We'll now proceed to agenda item number 10, which is a change on contract I-13-4104 to Cody Construction, in the amount of $313,900. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. It's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Change order on contract I-13-4104 to Cody Construction, the amount of $313,900 is approved. We'll now proceed to a change order on contract I-13-4104 to Cody Construction, and this is in the amount of $247,750 for work between mile post 55.8 and mile post 56.7. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Change order on contract I-13-4104 to Cody Construction for $247,750 is approved. We'll now proceed to a change order on contract I-14-4208 to Walls Construction and K5 Construction for work between mile post 68.1 and 70.7 for $343,394.64. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Very good. And a change on contract I-14-4208 to Walls and K5, the amount of $343,394.64 is approved. We will now move to a change order, extra work order on contract I-14-4212 to Passion and to Nielsen and Associates, in the amount of $277,700. May we have a motion, please?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions on this particular agenda? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
All right, the change order on contract I-14-4212 to Nielsen, in the amount of $277,702.21 is approved. We'll now proceed to a change order on contract I-13-4600 to Lori Construction, in the amount of $442,200. Is there a motion on this?
So moved.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Okay, let's have a roll call, please.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Bangs?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
The change on contract I-13-4600 to Lori Construction, in the to an amount of $442,200 approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 15, which is the extra work order on contract I-14-4648, the benchmark construction company for work between mile 473.5 and mile 474.3 in the amount of $1,891,709. And Director Johnson is going to be recusing himself from this particular matter. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions on this particular item? All right, hearing nothing, we have a roll call.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Eight yeas, zero nays, one recusal.
So change order on contract I-14-4648 to benchmark in the amount of $1,891,709 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item 16, which is a change on contract I-13-5676 to Lord Construction and Lindo Brothers, Inc. For work between milepost 70.7 and 73.3 in the amount of $245,384.42. Do we have a motion on this?
Motion.
All right. Is there a second? Second. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Dawson?
Yes.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Very good. The change order on contract I-13-5676 to Lord Construction and the Lindo Brothers in the amount of $245,538.42 is approved. The next item, 17, 18, 19, and 20, are either partial or final releases of retainage. If somebody would wish to consolidate those matters for one vote, I would certainly consider that. If not, we go through them individually.
Move to consolidate.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. There has been a move to consolidate agenda items 17, 18, 19, and 20, which is a partial release on retainage on contract I-13-4165 to Mead. Final release of retainage on contract I-13-4115 to Plody. Final.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do you have a recusal on 19, Mr. Chairman?
All righty. Well, then.
We can modify it.
Yeah, let's just do 17 and 18. Is that enough? Will you be willing to do that? Modify your consolidate on 17 and 18 and not at all. 17, 18, and 20. How about that?
So moved.
All right.
And I'll second that.
Very good. So the record will show that the previous motion to consolidate was withdrawn. We now have one for 17, 18, and 20. And all those in favor of consolidating 17, 18, and 20, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those matters are consolidated. So may we have a motion to approve 17, 18, and 20.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve partial release of retainage on contract I-13-4165 to Mead in the amount of $475,431.82. Final release of retainage on contract I-13-4115 to Plody. And then final release of retainage on contract RR-13-5658 to AC Pavement Striping Company. Is there any questions or discussions on these? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call at 17, 18, and 20.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
Very good. Partial release of retainage on contract I-13-4165 to Mead, Inc. in the amount of $474,731.82 is approved. Final release of retainage on contract I-13-4115 to Floating Construction is approved. Final release of retainage on contract RR-13-5658 to AC Pavement Striping Company is approved. We will now proceed back to agenda item number 19. And as previously stated, Director Sweeney would like to recuse himself from this matter. So now we ask for a motion regarding the final release of the retainage on contract I-13-4137 to William Charles Construction Company.
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or question regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 recusal, 0 nays.
Final release on retainage on contract I-13-4137, the William Charles Construction Company. We'll now proceed to agenda number items number 21, which is a land acquisition matter. We will first address that in closed session and may have a vote on it after we go into closed session. The next item, the last item under engineering, is an administrative settlement. Once again, we are going to discuss that in closed session before considering it for final action in closed session. Therefore, that completes our, at least at this time, our engineering portion of the agenda. We will now proceed to the legal portion. We have three items listed, and we are going to once again ask to consider these matters in closed session before we vote on them. So those will also be other matters.
Just number 2 and 3, Tim.
Oh, 2 and 3. All right. We will do one right now, which is an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Wooddale regarding Mitel Drive. May we have a motion to approve that intergovernmental agreement?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions or discussion regarding the terms of the intergovernmental agreement before we vote? Hearing nothing, may we give a roll call, please?
Dr. Sweeney?
Aye.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Dawson?
Aye.
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Aye.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. The intergovernmental agreement with the City of Wooddale regarding Mitel Drive is approved. As stated previously, agenda items 2 and 3 will be considered in executive session before we vote on them. We have two other items on our agenda before we go into closed session. The first one is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body at this point? Hearing nothing, we will proceed to new business. Is there any new business that anyone would like to discuss at this time? Very well. Our next item then is executive session. What I would do, or what I would ask, is that we would vote to go into executive session, and that we would probably then take a short break so that anyone can use the facilities if they desire, and so we can ask the people who are not part of executive session to please step out. So I would ask for a motion to enter executive session pursuant to exceptions provided in sections 2, paren C 1, sections 2, paren C 5, section 2, paren C 11, section 2, paren C 21 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act to consider performance of specific employees, a purchase of real property, potential or pending litigation, and the minutes of the closed meeting. For July 23rd? July 23rd, 2015. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All righty. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion about going into closed session for these particular purposes? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Dawson?
Yes.
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Aye.
Dr. Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. We are in closed session. We will take a 10. All right, we're back in open session, and we will return to my portion of the meeting where we went into executive session, discussed the minutes of the executive session meeting on July 23rd, 2015. So, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion approved.
Is there a second? Is there any discussion? All right, hearing nothing, can we have a roll call on that?
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
All right, the executive session minutes for July 23rd, 2015 are approved. The next item that we have is an engineering item. It's listed as agenda item number 21, and it deals with land acquisition along the Reagan Memorial Tollway project. Can we have a motion to approve it was a settlement, correct? No.
No.
It was a listing of a parcel.
21 is just, I think, exactly. Authority to publication.
So this is publication. So if we have a motion on that.
Motion approved.
All right. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call on that?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Agenda item number 21 is approved, and the parcel may be all right. All righty, our next item is what is listed as engineering item number 22, and this is a settlement regarding a land acquisition parcel, and may we have a motion to preserve or to approve that settlement?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. This is engineering item number 22. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Mr. Chairman, just a modification of the agenda, which lists cost to the tollway as NA. In fact, it will be as discussed in executive session.
Very good. All
right. Thank you.
May we have a roll call on the approval of engineering item number 22.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. The settlement of engineering agenda item number 22 is approved. We will now proceed to legal item number 2, and this is another settlement of a lawsuit, and may we have a motion to approve the settlement.
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved to second. Is there any discussion or question at this point regarding this approving this settlement? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. The settlement in legal number 2 with the Rhino Foods property damage is approved as discussed. And our last item is legal number 3, which is a litigation settlement regarding land acquisition for the Elgin O'Hare. This, once again, is a settlement for purposes of land acquisition. Could we have a motion approving the terms of that settlement as presented in closed session? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding the settlement of legal item number 3? All right, may we have a roll call?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
All right. The settlement proposed for land acquisition, parcel number EO1B12-007, is approved. Lastly, since we have come out of closed session, is there any other unfinished business to come before this board? All right, hearing nothing, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Chair.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on that? All those in favor of adjourning, as moved, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Aye, thank you.